neck. Only bought one because we're Nike. Spots with fashion, I want to wear mud. Oh, it's a bit punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. Oh, I wanted to be a hit baby. I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. Had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
Moved down it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away. Find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Neverland, no reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me.
Picture yourself driving down the coast of California in a convertible, just listening to the beautiful sounds of Christopher Cross. Oh yeah, this is Punks and Parkas.
Actually, 101.5, I kind of can envision that, like my headscarf flying
right?
off. Yeah. Well, I'm mellowed out. How about you?
I am cool as a cucumber.
So welcome to the show. It is that.
It is that.
It is that. You did a yacht rock inspired show.
Yes.
Why?
Why not? It's summertime, right? Just
really?
Want to get you in the mood for summer, you
I'm
know?
Like,
just
really?
Just heat up the outside a little bit, you know? Just
well, it needs it.
Yeah.
That's for shiz. Yeah, so Yachty Rocky, which has become like an obsession of yours a little bit.
Yeah, it has.
Since we watched that documentary.
Yeah.
Is it just called Yacht Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on. It was on Crave.
Yeah.
So if you have Crave, I think it's still on there. It actually is really good.
It is.
It gave me... This is a genre and time period of music that I am very finicky about.
Yeah.
I love Steely Dan, which is a newer thing since the pandemic. And I do love some Bob Seger, but the early Bob Seger. Like, we're talking 60s,
yeah.
70s Bob Seger. So a lot of this stuff, I never was like... Anytime it came on, it was epic eye rolls, right? But it's kind of... I don't know if it's maybe you just get older, you appreciate different things.
I think that's what it is.
Because I know like a few years ago, I finally was like, Tom Petty is amazing.
Yeah.
And before I would be like, I would not touch Tom Petty with a 10-foot pole, right? But yeah, I think as you get older, some things just kind of grow on you. And this stuff definitely is growing on you.
It is.
And I can deal with it. Yeah. No, it's not bad.
Just go sit on the boat club and just, you know,
with your Dockers.
With your Dockers.
Your free polo shirts.
Yeah, just
collars
chill.
Collars popped.
Yeah, just chill out.
It's like a bad scene out of American Psycho.
Yep.
Start it off with your hero.
Michael McDonald.
Probably the spokesman of yacht rock.
If you listen closely to a lot of the yacht rock songs in the 70s, mm-hmm. you can hear Michael McDonald in the background.
Yeah. And his voice is, we were talking about this last week?
Yeah.
I was like, his voice is so unique, you can just pick it out.
Yeah.
As soon as I hear it, I'm like, that's that guy.
Yeah.
That was I Gotta Try.
Yep.
After that, some Steely Dan. From Gaucho.
The founders of yacht rock. Yeah, I'm using air quotes because they're like,
not
nope.
If you ask them. Apparently they're like, F you, no. Steely Dan is a weird band, though.
Yeah.
It's these two guys, and
one's named Steely, the other's named Dan, so.
I can't remember their names, but their story is weird.
Yeah.
They're quite, from what I've been reading, I'm still learning about them, but the two of them are really musically talented.
Yeah.
I mean, all artists are talented, but they have a very, it sounds like they've studied music, I guess. You know, they have a very in-depth knowledge of the way music works.
Yeah.
And you can kind of tell. So that was Hey 19.
Yep.
And then Christopher Cross.
Yes.
Sailing.
Now, another thing that ties yacht rock songs together and yacht rock artists is the next band that we're going to play. Because a lot of their members were session musicians
for
these different artists.
Like Michael McDonald,
Christopher Cross.
I did not know that. So they just went together and kind of went on out on their own, formed their own group.
And then they worked at the same time helping these guys out with other stuff.
Well.
So here's Toto.
Here is some Toto.
With Hosanna.
Now she's gone, and I have to say Fever made me feel right.
That song in ages,
right?
Yeah, I forgot. I was like, it's a banger.
See,
okay, you're getting all excited. Watch the microphone there.
See what I mean?
I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh yeah, this is
a good song.
I think I appreciate it more now though than
yeah
last time. But even last time, I was like, this song has such a good groove to
right?
it, like that underlying groove. It's just like dancing, and
that's the thing with yacht rock. It comes like jazz and.
Yeah.
Like funk and soul and
yeah.
rock and roll and just
you're right.
brings it all together.
Well, it's funny. When I saw the name Climax Blues Band, I'm like, who yeah. the frick is that? And couldn't get it right. The title wasn't like clicking.
You couldn't get it right.
I couldn't get it right until it started playing. And I'm like, oh my yeah. God, this song.
Right?
So that was Climax Blues Band.
Yep.
Are they a one-hit wonder?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of these yacht rocks
yeah.
is a lot of one hits.
One or two, like, yeah. really big ones.
Then you have, like, the few artists that did make it bigger.
Yeah. Right. Like, Christopher Cross had a few more.
Yeah.
Toto. Would you consider Boss Skaggs one of
Yeah,
those?
He had a couple.
Yeah.
He had a couple of good albums out there.
That was Libido Shuffle
yep.
by Boss Skaggs. We had him. We started it all off.
With Toto.
With the Toto.
The backing band for all of yacht rock right there.
Tutu. No,
Tutu.
Toto. Yeah, that's an interesting, like, tidbit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So, yeah, we are diving deep into the ocean
yep.
with some yacht rock
yes.
this episode, Care of Captain Dan. These are long songs.
They are.
I'm like, that was only three songs in that set.
Yeah.
Kind of like it. Because it lets you get into the groove of it.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Maybe which is why I was really digging that. Yeah. Couldn't get right.
No,
couldn't. So what is shaking, Captain Dan?
Not a whole heck of a lot.
You know what we saw today? Our Canadian feathered
Yes, our foul overlords have returned, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. We were driving to the station, and yeah. we drive past, it's called Assiniboine Park. It's
yeah.
it's a park in the middle of this beautiful park.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, hey, look. And I looked to the right, and there's like probably like 40 of them
yeah.
sitting in the snow. And I'm like, oh, no. So for those who don't know, they're beautiful birds.
Yes.
Jerks.
They are jerks.
Do not go near these things. They are terrible.
Yeah.
Have you ever been chased by one?
No, I have not.
You don't want to be.
I fed them.
I know. But you're a Disney princess.
I am.
Okay? They just know I don't like them.
And you're a butterfly princess.
I'm a butterfly princess, apparently. But yeah, if you ever come up to Canada or anywhere.
If you see them down south in the U.S., stay away from them.
I saw them in London.
Yep.
Just
stay away from
back
them.
Back away.
Yep.
Don't make eye contact.
Don't make eye contact. Just
back away.
Go the other way.
Let them, especially when they're laying their eggs. Like, it's yep. it's bad. They're bad at the best of times, but when it's that time or when the what do you call them, hatchlings?
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're first coming alive.
Yes.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So, they're back. Just warning you.
Yeah, didn't the people at that petting zoo we went to, didn't they say to kind of, like, yell back at them?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if one's yelling at you, just say,
turn around.
Hey, jerk.
Yeah.
And
tell them to F off and
hope for the best. And it's so funny because we're like, Canadian, everything Canadian is so nice. Not those damn birds,
no.
okay?
No.
They're our symbol of our country.
Yep.
Not so great.
Nope.
But yeah, so that means spring is.
Is here.
It should be here.
Yeah.
It snowed yesterday.
Yes, it did.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it's around the corner.
Yeah. See these, people on my Instagram mm-hmm. from down south, they're walking around t-shirts and shorts
it's
and
so
everything.
Dumb.
Just like, come on, guys. Like, you know.
And we're like freezing our yeah. Easters off.
Yeah, apparently
it's
I heard
so
that
dumb.
Canada still is one of the countries that hasn't really warmed up.
It's terrible. It's terrible. It's weird because as we get to March and April, our days are longer. So like 7-8 o'clock, it's still light out.
Yeah.
But it's so weird when it's light out and there's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Like it just, it's wrong.
Yes.
It's wrong. But I digress.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yep.
Speaking of spring, we got Easter coming up next.
Next weekend, yep.
So this is when I start listening to Jesus Christ Superstar over and over and over
Jesus
again.
Christ Superstar.
I will forever tout the amazingness of that musical. If you're, like my friend Erin, she hates musicals. I will one day get her to listen to this because it is, it's so good. Like the music is so good. If you can find the original with Ted Neely and his name's escaping me right now. But if you can find the original version, give it a listen.
Is it the one that's in the box?
Yeah.
Or is it the one that's out of the box?
Well, you can get the vinyl box set. It's usually the one that's a brown cover.
It's a brown, yeah, the brown box, yeah.
Ted Neely and I can't remember the other guy. It'll hit me. But the guy who plays Jesus, I believe, was in Deep Purple. So he's incredible. Eric Clapton apparently plays guitar. I mean, I have mixed feelings about
Everyone
Eric
has
Clapton.
Mixed feelings on Eric Clapton.
But you cannot deny that he is a master of his instrument.
He is.
It's fantastic. And yep. It's amazing because I did see Jesus Christ Superstar years ago. It came through Winnipeg with the original cast. My parents took me because I begged them. Rainbow Stage is doing it this year.
They are.
So we are going to go see Jesus Christ Superstar Rainbow Stage.
Yep.
They have released their tickets for both their shows. They're doing Jesus Christ Superstar and they're doing Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
So go support some local talent. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like I haven't been to Rainbow Stage since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, a teenager. 20s. Maybe my 20s. A long time. We'll just it's been a while. But my grandma used to take us. We would come as, you know, kids, teenagers, spend a couple weeks with my grandma in the summer, and she would always take us to at least see one or two plays at Rainbow Stage.
Yeah, I was like my aunt, too. She'd take us maybe once a year to go see a couple of plays. And
yeah, I loved it. Like, she's the one that got me into loving musicals and theater. Yeah. So go check it out. It's reasonable. I think for the two of us to go, what did I pay? Like 80, 90 bucks?
I think so.
Which it sounds, but it's
That's cheaper than going to see the Les Mis, which is like a 200
oh my
ticket.
God. I'd love to go see Les Mis again.
Yeah.
It's a great musical, but I just can't. So yeah, that kind of stuff is starting to go around. The punk rock flea market is in
coming up in
two weeks. It's around the corner. It's going on at
the Victoria,
Victoria Inn
on
Inn.
Wellington.
It's a Saturday this time,
it
April
is.
11th.
Yep.
Birthday.
It's Penny Lane's birthday.
So if you it is that day.
Yeah, that day.
That day.
So bring her a cupcake.
I'm going to be 27.
Yep.
So bring me a cupcake. Come buy our vinyl. We've actually found some, our vinyl CDs, tapes we're going to be selling. We've found some good stuff that we're going to have. We were kind of worried because we got a little wiped out the last one. We got some great books, too. We found some really good books on the soul scene. I picked up one today about the Sun Records.
Yep.
Like the founding of Sun Records. So if you're into the literature, we got some good stuff, too. Tons of great vendors.
Yes.
Check out Punk Rock Flea Market on Instagram. They're dropping those vendor profiles still. Lots of cool stuff. Lots of vinyl. There's going to be about 3 or 4 booths selling vinyl. So come to us first.
Yep. I'll bring the baseball bats, start breaking kneecaps. And
that's all I ask. Come to us first. Bring cash.
Yes.
Cash is king at the Punk Rock Flea Market. Some booths like us, we do accept tap.
Yep.
But not everybody does.
No.
And the money in the ATMs, I almost said ATM machines. I almost did.
Are limited.
You don't want to be the type of person that's like, oh man, I have $20. I'll just hit the bank machine.
Yeah.
And then you go and it's like, oh.
Sorry, we have no money.
No money. You know what else is coming up?
What else is coming up?
It's starting to be spring and summer, so all this stuff. We've got Record Store Day around the corner, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the what?
It's the following weekend. It's like the
18th or something. Yeah. So the list is out. We've been talking a little bit about this on and off. So same Record Store ID rules apply. If you something you want, you get to your store early.
Yep.
If you're going to Argy's, you got to get there at like the crack of dawn. The crack of dawn's dawn.
Yeah.
Because he gets lined. Did you know he's been in business? He just posted about
44 years.
44 years.
That's amazing.
Been in business. Yeah. Yep. His daughter is my nail tech. Yep. And she's telling me like, he used to sell records out of his locker at school, which I was posting and telling about. So go support Artie's. I mean, he's one of the longest running record stores here in the city. So he does fantastic on Record Store Day. Into the Music does amazing at Record Store Day.
Winnipeg Record and Tape.
Thank you. I'm like, the name just totally escaped me. Winnipeg Record and Tape in our neck of the woods.
Yep.
He gets a good line. That was the first time I had gone there for Record Store Day was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets a good lineup too. Yep. So, but Record Store Day has been created to support local record stores.
Yep.
But it only is only only those people who sell new
records.
New records can participate. Yeah. So shops like our
Vintage Vinyl.
Vintage Vinyl, our favorite shop. He doesn't participate.
Nope. He has a sale.
He has a sale though. So while you're out, because that's the thing, right? You usually go and you hit a few record stores. Go pop by Vintage Vinyl. Yep. He's in Osborne Village.
Yes.
He has fantastic.
He has great
fantastic
stuff.
Music. Ugh. He was at the record sale, and even us, we were looking for other stuff, not really stuff for us. And I could have taken about 8 things.
Yeah.
Yeah. go check him out. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It is.
And we're not just saying that because
he's our friend.
It's no, he's got a great selection of music, and it's doing really well. Yeah. So go check him out on Record Store Day as well.
Yes.
We encourage you. What else, Captain Dan?
What else is going on? Not much. Not much is going on right now.
We finally went to the Leaf here in Winnipeg last
weekend. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, we've not gone. We have it in our park here. It's a botanical garden, I guess you would say. Indoors.
Yes.
My friend was saying that they do have an outdoor section, too, that is open when the weather is
nicer. There's a big garden section. Yeah. We went to that a couple years ago.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah, super nice. Yeah. There's a beautiful butterfly room that we sat in for a good 30 minutes where butterflies were...
Where a butterfly landed on your head and sat there for like 10 minutes.
And sat on my forehead and would not leave me in it. You're not supposed to touch them either, right? So I'm fighting the urge just because it feels weird to like swat it off my forehead. But if you're in the city, definitely check it out.
Yep.
It's like what? Like
15 bucks.
15 bucks to go in.
15 it's bucks, little man. Put that in my hand.
In my hand. So go check it out. We do want to say hello to The Face.
Yes. Hello, Face.
You can catch us on The Face every Monday.
Yep.
Broadcasting out of Brooklyn. What are we doing, Daniel?
We are making Mondays happy again.
Damn it.
And with this kind of music that we're playing today, who's not going to be happy?
Well, people who don't like yacht rock, us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's something for everybody.
There is.
Yeah. I would say this song is something for everybody, but I don't know it.
This is it. This is Kenny Loggins.
Okay. Am I going to know this when I hit play?
Probably, yes.
Okay. So this is it.
Here's Kenny Loggins.
In my life, I've been wondering why. Still, somehow, I believe we'd always survive. Now, I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to provide? Are you gonna wait for a sign, your miracle? Stay.
she musters a smile for his nostalgic tale. Never coming near what he wanted to say.
In those high roads. some old friends, good for the soul. She had been born with a face that would let her get away. He saw that face and he lost all control. That morning he woke up alone. He spent all night staring down at the lights of LA, wondering if he could ever go home. And those Hollywood nights in those Hollywood hills, it was looking so right, it was giving him chills.
About Yacht Rock, they have long outros.
They do.
Like all of these songs, the outros are like a minute. Yes. Interesting. So that is my guy.
That is the sexy, rough sounds of Bob Seger.
Maybe I just like Bob Seger. To be honest,
so, yeah.
I think I just like Bob Seger. I'm going to embrace this. So that was Bob Seger with Hollywood Nights. Before that, the Doobie Brothers.
What a Fool Believes.
And we started the off with Kenny Loggins. This is it. I didn't know it.
No.
But
you see, those two songs.
Yes.
The Kenny Loggins and Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
What was their connection?
Michael McDonald.
It was.
That horrible
belief.
That's it. You sound just like him. Anyway, we got time to play about half of this last track.
Yeah.
George Benson, Gimme the Night.
Gimme the Night.
Oh, that song.
Yeah.
Again, I'm like, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, have a great week.
Yes.
We'll catch you next time. Take care.
Check you later.
Here at UMFM, we like to think that we do a pretty darn good job at giving people what they want to hear. But the only way of really knowing is by hearing it from you, the listeners. We're looking for feedback, whether it be good, bad, or just random comments on the radio station. Don't just tell your friends about how you could do a better job. Make a difference and play a part in making your campus and community station a more enjoyable listening experience. Email feedback@umfm.com and let your thoughts be heard.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across five regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Record Shop, located at 187 Osborne inside Urban Waves, is Winnipeg's newest and most diverse record shopping experience. Whether you're a veteran collector questing for collectibles and obscurities, or new to the world of vinyl and looking for some classic titles, there's something for everyone at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. With thousands of titles on LP and 45 in genres spanning rock, soul, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, and more, plus new arrivals being added each week means there's always something to discover. Follow at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram and search for Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Winnipeg on Facebook for the latest on what's new in-store. And remember, we're always buying, selling, and trading quality LPs, so call 204-475-2353 or drop by the store at 187 Osborne. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. The old gold is as good as new.
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
And welcome once again to Ultrasonic Film. As always, I'm your host, James, talking about movies, movies, and more movies. It's always a pleasure when I get to do this. I love chatting with local people, and I have Trent right now with me. Trent, welcome to Ultrasonic Film.
Thank you, James. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. I got to tell you, if there's one thing I miss out there, it's video stores, it's people selling DVDs. There really isn't a lot of availability. There's still a few places here in Winnipeg that you can actually get hard physical copies of movies, but unfortunately, they're getting to be few and far between. And Trent, you have opened up a place in Morden, haven't you?
That's right. It's called 80s Kid Collectibles. It's at 339 Stephen Street in Morden. Yeah, one of my features in my store, I kind of call it 80s Kid Video. So basically, it's a bit of a curated collection of DVD and Blu-ray. I've got some Laserdisc. I've got some CD, Selectivisions. I got some Betamax. I'm a bit old school. You know, James, you know that I love to collect VHS. And you're absolutely right. Physical media has really become not only more collectible, but it's definitely harder to find. So I'm happy to offer some of that here in Morden.
Well, I think that's just terrific. Now, Trent, I've known you for years, and you've had an enormous collection for years. So I'm curious, first off question, how much of your own personal collection are you selling in the store?
Personal, I guess some of it is personal. I'm weeding out a few things, but I've got a lot of overstock because, yeah, I've been doing it for a long time, been collecting for a long time. I have quite a bit. So, yeah, there's definitely some of my own stuff in there. Not a lot at this time, but that's probably coming in the future.
Now, when did you guys actually start up the store? You're running it yourself?
I am, yeah. The store, it all happened pretty quickly. A friend of mine, well, actually my insurance agent, she was renting a space, and she had some extra space there, and she offered it to me, and so I jumped at that opportunity and moved in within about a month.
It is a little bit bold to do a brick and mortar store selling media like this. Although we are finding that there are a lot of people out there that are walking away from streaming and going back to physical media. Are you finding people in your store that are complaining about streaming and going back to physical media?
Well, there's definitely people coming back to physical media, yes. For their reasons why they're walking away from streaming, I'm not entirely sure. Probably because it's getting harder to find things online. I mean, the movie companies are clearly positioning themselves to control the movies again. I don't think that they like the physical media. So I think that must be one of the reasons. And a lot of it, like, people are buying just for decoration even, just the old physical media, VHS tapes, the Selectivision. Selectivision titles have been becoming pretty popular sellers. I'm very surprised. And it's for the artwork of the movie, right? Like, you yourself, you know how nice some of the covers are, right? And so I started collecting a lot of those myself just to put on the wall.
People of a certain age wouldn't realize this, but the covers of a lot of these movies are just beautifully done, often much more beautiful than sometimes the movie itself.
Yeah, that's a good point. Exactly right. It's beautiful artwork. A lot of it's just original artwork, which we don't see anymore on movies. And it's kind of been a complaint of mine for a long time. You look at a cover of a physical movie in the last 10 years, and it, you know, if it's Mel Gibson or somebody popular like Liam Neeson, it's just his face or he's holding a gun. It's pretty bland, it's pretty boring. Now, if you look at the old James Bond movies, you know, that came out in the 60s and 70s and the 80s even, the covers are just, they're amazing. They're drawn and colored and just a lot going on, right? Really draws you in more.
Have you yourself had personal issues with streaming? Would you ever turn your back on physical media?
Oh, I'd never turn my back. I'm too far deep, man. It's too late for this guy. I'm all in. No, I'd never turn my back on it. You know, it's probably not the wisest thing to invest in when it comes to VHS. It is magnetic tape after all, but it's my first passion, so I'll always be there. Turning my back on streaming, though, I don't think I would turn my back on streaming either. I'd just be more cautious on which channels I would pay for, I guess.
There's been a lot of media articles and stuff recently that streamers have been editing classic films and taking scenes out. Now, that's something that offends me, and I'm going to guess, Trent, probably offends you as well.
100%. Absolutely. It's just really disappointing and sickening even. Like, I have a nice, beautiful box set of Snow White, the original Snow White, on Laserdisc. And that's not going anywhere. I'm holding on to that because I know that's one of the first movies they started messing around with. And I heard recently that they've removed scenes from Crocodile Dundee as well. So I don't know how deep this goes, how far it goes. But yeah, that's not good. It's just censorship on any level in the arts, right? It's just bad news.
Yeah, I'd also heard that during Christmas they cut some of the darker sequences out of It's a Wonderful Life. Which, of course, could be troubling as well. These are not films I think you want to mess around with, and it definitely is destroying art, for sure.
We're in a different time now, I guess, and things are different. But to go back and start erasing scenes from movies, especially if they're not overly offensive, I just don't understand the point in that. I think we should all still have freedom of choice, what we watch, what we listen to.
Well, I think it's great that you've got a store that's protecting our culture and a lot of these films as well.
I'm planning on doing a lot of sidewalk sales in the summer where you're going to see a lot of DVDs, like hundreds of DVDs at $1 a piece. If you know me in this area, you know my garage sales. I often have quite a few DVDs and VHS tapes for sale. VHS was the first thing I started collecting as a child, actually. I started in 1986 with The Terminator on a family road trip. We stopped in North Dakota at a Red Target, and I had $20 for the whole two-week trip, and I dropped it right there and then on The Terminator. And so I had a sealed VHS tape with me for 2 weeks and no money to spend on the rest of the trip, but it's definitely worth it. I still have that tape.
You chose my favorite film. You know, my favorite film of all time is the original Terminator. So this goes right to my heart that was the film that you based your whole vacation on. I think that's great.
Thank you. Yeah, and it started from there, and now we're, I don't know, 2,000 plus deep or something crazy like that. I've got a lot of cassettes. I've got a lot of records. So my next